information I need to know about you, your parents, and your grandparents, as much as you could probably help me with. So we're in Orderville, and what county is this?
Huh?
What county is
it? County's Kane.
Kane County.
Kane County.
Okay, and then you were born here in Orderville?
I was born here in Orderville.
Okay.
I'm the only one in the family that stayed here.
Okay.
The rest of them, Salt Lake, up on Denver.
Turn that up a little bit.
And what kind of occupation have you had here?
Well, I guess I've had a variety of them. Right now, of course, I'm retired. I work for the National Park Service out at White Ridge National Monument for the last 12 years of my working career.
What kind of education have you had?
I had 1/4 of college.
Okay.
I graduated from high school, first graduated of local high school.
And what kind of traveling have you done outside of the county?
Oh, what?
What kind of traveling have you done? Your
been
wife
traveling?
Was, yeah, your wife told me some of the places that you've been.
Well, I guess the first traveling I done, I went on a mission on the southern states in Florida for a couple of years. And then I went late in life, too late in fact, but she married and had 4 kids. And a couple of years in the Army.
So you could serve in the
Army. Was down in the South Pacific for a year.
Ooh. I guess being in war in the South Pacific isn't as fun as just being there for the fun of it. Okay. Okay, let me ask a couple of questions about your parents. Were they also, where were they born?
My mother was born in Orderville.
In Orderville, okay. Mm-hmm. How about your father?
My father was born in Denmark.
Oh, okay.
Came up here in this family, joined the church, and came over here. Separated the rest of his family, settled in Idaho, and he was the only one left down here.
Long
he
ways
came
away.
Came home as a missionary from Denmark.
Okay. Yeah. Did either of your parents have, what kind of education did they have?
They what?
What kind of education did your parents have?
Well, they had what little education they got in those days.
In those days, okay. Typical one.
It wasn't much. I can remember when all we had here in the school here was 8th grade.
5th grade.
And when I graduated in the 8th grade, that's all I got.
Yeah. That's the community my mother grew up in. Just had school up to 8th grade.
They started agitating for a high school here. They had one in Canaan. They had added one grade at a time for 4 years, so I graduated every year for 4 years.
Just think of all the parties you could have, yeah. And presents and gifts, I think
so
I like that idea.
I got through high school and 1/4 of college.
What did your father do?
Father's basically a carpenter.
Oh.
He studied and correspondence courses and learned the carpentry trade, and that was what he made his living. He had a little piece of land down here in the valley where we raised alfalfa and had our milk cows. And they was a big share of our living in those days, too.
Very true. Did your mother do any work outside of the home? Did she basically just raise the kids and cook? And
she was raised here.
Okay.
Well, yes, she did.
She was born in Heber City.
Okay.
Then her family come down here to join United Order. Learned about it.
Thought it sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
I learned about it in the conference in Salt Lake City. And her father said that sounds like